Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day. And I'm excited about this episode because it's about a subject that I have always been fascinated by and something that I think is so useful in life. Intuition. In this episode, we're going to discuss five subjects regarding intuition. What intuition is it always right? Are some people more intuitive than others? What science says about intuition, and how we can improve our intuition. So let's get started with the first topic. What is intuition? Have you ever felt like you instantly knew something, even though you didn't know much prior about the subject or about the person? You didn't really need to think about it. Have you ever thought, I just know something is wrong, or I just feel like this is the right thing to do? Something is telling me that this is what I need to do. This is what many would describe as intuition. Some people call it a gut feeling and explain it as something just feeling off, but they don't really know why they feel that way. They just do. But let's talk about the definition of intuition. Intuition is defined as the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. A thing that one knows or considers likely from instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning. Another definition says, the power or faculty of attaining to direct knowledge or cognition without evidence, rationale, thought, or inference. An example of intuition would be saying, like, you have a feeling in your stomach, or feeling in the pit of your stomach, or like an aha or light bulb moment where you understand something, again, without much knowledge, or you're able to read people's nonverbal cues and you understand what people are saying between the lines. Intuition is also referred to as a deep feeling of knowing, a sense of certainty that doesn't require anyone else's approval. Some would refer to intuition as a sixth sense. And this is because as humans, you know, we've developed certain instincts that help us survive. Our survival is dependent on avoiding danger. So we're usually sensitive to things that warn us of impending danger. And sometimes before we can even recognize and act on it. And so, yes, that is based on intuition. Some don't like to claim intuition as being right because they think it's referring to being psychic, but intuition is more about sensing the future, not necessarily predicting it. Judith Orloff, MD, the assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA and the author of the book Guide to Intuitive Healing, Five Steps to Physical, Emotional, and Sexual Wellness, said the following, and I quote, just like the brain, there are neurotransmitters in the gut that can respond to environmental stimuli and emotions in the now. It's not just about past experiences. When those neurotransmitters fire, you may feel that the sensation you have is of butterflies or an uneasiness in your stomach. Researchers theorize that gut instinct plays a large role in intuition by sending signals to your brain. I teach my patients to always listen to their gut, that sixth sense that's telling you something might not be right, particularly if you're sensing danger. If you listen to it and you're wrong, you've lost nothing. Perhaps you took a longer route home or you ducked into a store until the feeling passed. If you don't listen to it and you're right, things could turn out very badly. More often than not, your gut is right, so listen up. It's always better to be safe than sorry. End quote. Now, I can attest to intuition playing a big role in my life, especially in relationships. I tend to be very good at reading people, what they don't say, what they do say, putting things together. And it's never steered me wrong thus far. As Judith Orloff said, when I haven't listened, it has been to my detriment. But as I've gotten older and wiser and been more in tune with my intuitive feelings and what my body is telling me, what my mind is telling me, I've gotten very good at using my intuition and acting on it quickly, and it has saved me in so many regards, which will have us lead into our next topic. Is intuition always right? Is intuition always right? Of course not. It is not 100% accurate, because again, it's based in feelings and senses, and sometimes there are false alarms. But as I said prior, the more you tune into what's around you, take in information, pay attention to what things are telling you, the more accurate your intuition becomes and the better it will be. Intuition, though, in its purest form, is right. Now, because not all whom we deal with are pure, and not all situations are pure, and if we ourselves aren't pure, we can't expect purity in intuition, can we? Well, no. Now, some people's intuition isn't accurate because they do not know themselves well, or they are not trustworthy or trusting of themselves. People who are untruthful with themselves and others oftentimes are not shown to be as intuitive, because trust is a major factor in accurate intuition. You have to trust what is being told to you, trust what you're feeling. And so if you lie to others, lie to yourself, and thus are distrusting and distrustful, how could you believe anything that you sense? You really couldn't. It'd be hard to trust what your body's telling you about a person, place, or situation when you are not trusting of it. Trusting of what your body's telling you, what your mind is telling you. It's hard to gain accurate insights into things when we create inaccurate situations or feelings through deceit. Now, as an example, say I lied to you about something. The feeling you're going to get from what I've lied to you about will not be a true feeling. So whatever I gain from you is false. Thus, there's nothing for me to intuitively feel about the situation, because intuition, again, is based on purity, it's based on trust. If the situation is false, there can be no truth in it. There can be no true intuition. So it's hard to gain accurate insights into things when we create inaccurate situations or feelings through deceit. This will weaken whatever intuition we do have or cloud its signal. Basically, a false situation cannot provide truth. So when we're leading false lives or not being authentic, it can be a total guard against having good intuition and or disrupt any insights possibly gained. So to be intuitive, we really need to be trustful of what we're getting and truthful with what we're giving, so as to have accuracy and be authentic and not block anything that could give us more insight or knowledge into what could guide us. When we sense something, we're taking information from our environment, and then our intuition is how we interpret that information. Intuition doesn't usually make us uneasy or anxious. In fact, it's quite the opposite, in that it often creates comfort and reassurance, pulling us towards an answer that we sense to be right. We block all that from happening when we create anxious situations by being inauthentic or being involved in inauthentic situations. So for our intuition to be right, going back to the question, is intuition always right? There has to be purity in us. And that is what will help us fine-tune our intuition and have it be more right than wrong. Now on to our next topic. Are some people more intuitive than others? Yes, of course, intuition is better in some than others. Intuition is considered by some a thinking style, and some people will obviously process patterns and complex information more fully and quickly than others, and often without being taught how to do so. People that are usually better at being intuitive have a lot stored in their memory database, and they can pull from that, and their mind can process without their knowledge of it doing so. Some of you may have heard of the Myers-Briggs personality test. If you want to take it, it's on 16personalities.com. I do encourage it because it helped me get to know myself better, and that's always a plus for anyone, I believe. But it results in four letters. The second letter telling you if you're a sensor or an intuitive. Now, when I took the test, I found out I was an INFJ, and that N, again, that second letter stands for intuitive. People who are intuitive tend to be more concerned with meanings and possibilities, the whys of things. Anyone who knows me knows I ask a lot of questions. I'm always trying to find out why. And it can come across annoying to some, but not everyone. And those who really know and understand me know that I ask why to know things. And those why questions really help me fine-tune my intuition. It also helps provide me with knowledge, because a lot of times for me, knowing things gives me ease. But yeah, intuitive people like philosophies. They tend to be analytical and, you know, question relationships between things. They're often very good at reading between the lines, you know, the things unsaid, but rather felt. So, yeah, definitely some people are more intuitive than others. It has been shown that women have better intuition than men. Now, guys, don't get on me about this. I didn't say it. It's just study's been done, and I'm going to talk about that now. So, a study was performed by the University of Cambridge where 90,000 participants were shown people's eyes, and they were asked to relay what they thought the person's mood was, and women consistently outperformed the men. Now, they weren't sure as to why, you know, there were no definitive answers as to why the women were better, but the hypotheses were based in women being mothers and how they naturally tend to foresee the needs of their children and mates, and thus have better developed intuition. Women tend to be more sensitive to nonverbal cues and feelings of others, and this is also a contributing factor. MRI scans of women show more neural connections, and because intuition is based on the brain drawing on past experiences along with nonverbal cues and processing them at a rapid rate, these neural connections attribute to better intuition. On the other hand, male brains are based in logic. This does help males be more intuitive in that it helps link perception with action. So, guys, you can be intuitive too. It's not just not as good as women. I'm kidding. Or am I? Anyway, this is going to lead us into our next topic. What does science say about intuition? So let's explore this next topic. What does science say about intuition? In science and psychology, to be specific, intuition is often debated because if you can't measure it, you can't define it. Science doesn't agree with the fact that some people will follow intuition even when presented with factual evidence of something completely different. And it can be difficult to balance intuition at times, you know, while also being aware of the biases that would come along with it. Psychologists believe that intuition relies on pattern recognition or pattern matching, like putting pieces of a puzzle together and creating one thought from that, or that your mind holds a bank of different experiences and it matches what's currently happening to similar situations that have happened, and it creates judgments based on that. Now, I do believe this to be true to an extent, because personally, after I've known someone for a time and, you know, I learn certain ways their eyes might do this or that, or certain ways they might fidget or whatever, I've been able to intuitively sense things about them or actions they may be taking without really thinking about it. But obviously my mind might be processing something that I have already seen. Thinking about intuition being based on patterns, my brain probably assembled different data from the things they said or did, and along with prior experiences before them, and just how different ways I've experienced people, it created what felt like a feeling, but may have actually just been knowledge put together into one feeling in that moment. However, a big however, there are times I knew nothing about someone and had a feeling of something that turned out to be accurate, even to the point where I've had a dream about something that turned out to be accurate, and science cannot explain that. That might be a whole other topic, because a dream about something, I don't know if that's necessarily considered intuition or not, but that's something I'll have to explore later. Anyway, but this is where being in tune comes in, as we've talked about. When you're in tune with how your body reacts to what's around you and who's around you and or what you encounter, this leads us into our next topic. Can I improve my intuition? Can I improve my intuition? Short answer, yes, you can. You can improve your intuition. Long answer, the way to improve your intuition is to make use of feedback. Compare real life outcomes of situations with the intuitive decisions you've made and see if they match. Say you had a thought about someone that didn't feel right. You let it play out, it proved to be true. When you reflect on that and think about it, you will fine-tune your intuition. You'll start to trust your intuition more and more, and the bank of knowledge processes you use subconsciously to get a certain sense or feeling will be more accurate. It's not a guarantee, but often intuition is accurate. An exercise that can be done to help get more in tune with your intuition is this exercise called the Trust Yourself exercise. And I read this on the Berkeley Wellbeing Institute's website. So what you do is you get in a comfortable position and you, get in touch with your breathing, inhaling on one, exhaling on two, and you do this until you feel relaxed. Then you think about a situation that you need further insight into, and you focus on all of the details of the problem. While you're doing this, pay attention to how your body is responding. Positive situations usually will give your body positive feelings, like feeling calm, feeling relaxed, at ease. And the opposite would be true for negative feelings, anxiety, tension, not feeling at peace. And then make a decision about the situation based on your bodily reactions, and try to trust yourself and know that your gut and your body is leading you to the right decision in the right direction. Another exercise you can do is called Adventure Time. Now, I've done this before, and it's not only fun, but it really helps you get to know yourself better. And in getting to know yourself better, you develop your intuition more and learn to trust yourself and trust in what you're doing is right for you. So what you want to do is you make a date with yourself on your calendar. You pick a day where you have about 2 to 3 hours free. When that day comes, you get in your car, you get on the train, whatever, but with no plan. No plan. You just get in the car, get on the train, get on the bus, whatever. Do not try to control the situation. Just relax and let your body get a flash of intuition about what to do, and then just do it. Try not to think about too much. Let your day unfold and enjoy the adventure created by your intuition. When I was growing up in Brooklyn, I would do this. I would just hop on the train without a destination and just let myself be. And it led to amazing things. I would find little street fairs. I would stumble on a little cafe here or there, or just random places. And it's interesting what your body and mind will take you to if you let it. And then in my older age, I do this in a bigger way. I'll book a trip to a destination internationally, and then I'll just kind of let my day unfold. Some things I'll plan, but I usually allow time for free exploration. And it's always worked out positively. And it really, again, helps you learn yourself better and get in tune with what your body's telling you. Living in New York really helped me develop my senses about situations and people. You learn like what hustlers are like. You learn when they're deceiving you, when people are scamming you. You have to be very observant of your surroundings and impending danger. So all of that has really helped me in the whole rest of my life in dealing with people one-on-one, in dealing with a place that might be uncomfortable, and knowing where I should and shouldn't be. And thus far, my intuition has not led me astray. Meditation is also something that is proven to help improve intuition. As I've meditated more and paid more attention to my body and how it feels when around people and during situations, and then making a decision based on that and reflecting on it, my intuition has become a true comfort and safety. When you meditate, you are generally in a quiet space. You have nothing really going on around you except just kind of feeling and sensing and kind of going inward. Not kind of, but you are going inward. And so it really helps you to pay attention to what your body is saying and what it isn't saying, and how to kind of tune things out to listen to your body. And again, it's been proven to help improve intuition. Anytime I've ignored my intuition or took too long to listen, I fared negatively. I'm sure you can think of times where you thought, man, if I had just listened to myself. That was your intuition talking to you. The more you know yourself, trust yourself, and are always authentic and truthful, the more you'll trust what is being told to you. There is a great documentary called Insight on Netflix. And Insight is the Icelandic word for intuition. It's another meaning is the sea within. Anyway, I recommend watching it. I saw it a few years ago. It was amazing. And I'm going to probably watch it again soon. It explores how much more intuitive humans were before technology, because we had to depend on our senses to tell us things. And now we're kind of crutched with everything kind of being given to us. So it's a good documentary to watch in relation to this topic. So in conclusion, we have discussed what intuition is, if it's always right, if some are more intuitive than others, what science says about intuition, and how we can improve our intuition. My hope is that this episode has opened up some interesting dialogue within and spurs some self-exploration and new beginnings or furthering of past journeys within. I will leave you with this last thought. Remember to trust yourself. And to do that, trust and truth must first exist within to be outside of us as well. I hope everyone continues to have a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day. And thank you for listening to this episode of Dreamcast.